Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
And let's talk about the passing of one of the great teen idols of the 60s, Dean.
You know, you think about the, you know, who are the teen idols today? Is it Justin Bieber? Is it the Korean supergroup BTS? Back in the day, in the late 50s and the early 60s, it didn't get much bigger than Bobby Rydell, who was a singer and an actor during the Elvis era, way before the Beatles. You know, music changed pretty much around then, and guys like him and Frankie Avalon and Fabian are all, you know, kind of got all pushed to the side. But not before leaving us 34 top 40 hits. Many of them were top 10 hits. Many of them were number one hits. This was one of them. His song Forget Him was his biggest hit song. He is also probably best known for co-starring with Anne Margaret in the classic Bye Bye Birdie. So he passed away yesterday, 79 years old, and left us some great memories.
You know, Paul McCartney always talked about how, along with John, they modeled She Loves You on the Bobby Rydell answering song called Swingin' School.
Oh, yeah.
And also, was it Greece where they called it Rydell High School after Bobby?
In honor of him, yeah.
Yeah.
In honor of him, exactly right.
All right, let's skip up a few generations get to Justin Bieber now and what's happening with him.
Well, you know, everybody knows, anybody who's followed him, and, you know, heaven knows who hasn't followed every single move of Justin Bieber.
Amen, Dean.
The last 10 years.
Thank you, Control Room Joe.
Control Room Joe, number one believer in Chicago. He has definitely had his struggles with mental health issues, and now he wants to help others. You know, he's married. He seems to be settled down. Seems to be, you know, a different person now. He is offering free therapy for any of his fans who want to avail themselves of it through an online therapy platform called BetterHelp. It's offering 1 month of free online therapy for first-time users. BetterHelp.com says that this offer is worth up to $3 million.
Wow.
So, you know, go Justin Bieber for very generously. Not only helping his fans, he's offering it to the people who work on his tour, his employees. And if you would like to get some information on that, you can go to BetterHelp.com/Justin Bieber.
That's pretty cool. Good
yeah.
for him. Kourtney Kardashian is married, isn't she?
Yes, and who hasn't followed the Kardashians? Let's see if Joel chime in on that.
I
had a feeling. Kourtney Kardashian, after the Grammy Awards, her fiance Travis Barker, who is the drummer with the group Blink-182, he's the one that performed with Lenny Kravitz and the singer known as Her. They, you know, a lot of people would just go out and party the night away in Las Vegas. They went to an Elvis wedding chapel and got married by an Elvis impersonator. So they are as man and wife as you can get, I guess, you know, being married by an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, that's official. Uh-huh.
We wish those crazy kids all the happiness in the world. And again, it's BetterHelp.com if you want some help. Compliments of Justin Bieber.
Dean, fill us in on the verdict on this Ed Sheeran copyright suit.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting because this has actually been in court for 4 years. English rock and roll singer came forward then and said that Ed Sheeran's song, The Shape of You, is too similar to his own song. Let's take a listen first to Ed Sheeran. That's the song Shape of You. Along comes this other guy Sammy Chokri is his name. He did a song which is called Oh Why. Bobby, you know, it sounds like if you were playing a record at 45 RPM and then slowed it down to 33.
Yeah.
That's what the difference sounds like to me.
Well, there's only so many notes everyone has to work with.
Right.
And you're influenced by other songs. And I hear it's getting increasingly harder to get a judge or a jury to rule that, yes, this was stolen.
Yeah, well, that's what happened this morning. Early this morning in the UK, a judge ruled that Sharon did not deliberately nor subconsciously copy Chokri's music. He said there are some similarities between that one section, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, and that's pretty much where it ends. So court rules in favor of Ed Sheeran on this one.
All right, what can we watch in the coming days as far as streaming and new video is concerned?
Yeah, we've got a couple of new series that begin streaming this week. One of them stars Ansel Elgort, who was in West Side Story, of course. He plays an investigative reporter trying to uncover a crime ring. This series is called Tokyo Vice, and it begins streaming on HBO Max tomorrow. The Hardy Boys are back, second season of their series on Hulu. That's streaming right now. I haven't seen this next one yet, but I'm really looking forward to watching something called The Outlaws that stars British comedian Stephen Merchant, who I love, and Christopher Walken, who I love. They are a couple of low-level criminals who are forced to do a community service. That one is streaming right now on Amazon Prime. For the kids, Netflix has a second season of the Dr. Seuss-inspired Green Eggs and Ham. If you're looking for some new movies that are running exclusively online, Chris Pine, Lawrence Fishburne, Jonathan Pryce, Tandaway Newton, all star in a new thriller called All the Old Knives. It's about a veteran CIA agent who is assigned to root out a mole, which is in the organization. That starts on Amazon Prime on Friday. There is the director's cut of the original Star Trek motion picture, Star Trek The Motion Picture, that is out on Paramount Plus right now. That has new scenes in it, has updated effects. If you're a Star Trek fan, it's definitely going to be it's going to be something you want to see. Also, speaking of space, there's a new documentary called Return to Space that follows Elon Musk and his company SpaceX on their mission to send NASA astronauts back into orbit. That will start on Netflix on Friday. And I just wanted to mention our own Pat Tomasulo from the WGN Morning News, who is, a fantastic stand-up comedian on his own, has just completed his first full-length comedy special. It is running on YouTube. You can watch it for free. It is absolutely hilarious. Now, you know, it's a little naughtier than Pat normally is when you see him on television.
Of course.
I would say it's like a soft R-rated, if I was going to rate it. Mm-hmm. Called Pat Tomasulo, What a Time to Be Alive. But it's 1 hour of laughs, absolutely free on YouTube right now.
And if you want to hate yourself and hate the rich and famous and hate Americans, do what I did and watch Queen of Versailles Reigns Again on Discovery Plus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've dropped two episodes so far, and I don't know why I keep watching this, but it is like a bad accident.
It's so amazing to me that when there's stuff like that, and people get so hooked up into it. I do have to say, it's better than when you were into the Tiger Joe thing.
Well, I don't know. Tiger Joe's looking like Masterpiece Theater if you're watching
really?
This.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a ringing endorsement. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's really something. All right. Well, and by the way, I heard your show on Sunday morning here, and did you say something about cooking hot dogs this week?
Yes. I'm not cooking in studio today because tomorrow I'm going to be out at Wrigley Field. You know, it's the home opener, and we're doing part of the TV morning show out at Murphy's. We'll be out in front of, on the side of, But given the rain that we're supposed to get, probably mostly inside Murphy's.
Well, you have plenty of water to boil those hot dogs Chicago style.
Very true. Our friends from Vienna Beef will be out there. They're actually providing the hot dogs. But what I've come up with are 10 like specialty toppings that you can put on the hot dogs if you want something other than the traditional Chicago-style hot dog.
Uh-huh.
None of my recipes involve ketchup.
Good.
Not that I'm a ketchup hater. If you want to you wanna put whatever you want on your hot dog, I would never put it on mine. But if you like ketchup on your hot dog, go for it. But my recipes are nothing like that. I have like a Greek-style topping for the hot dogs. I've got Mexican-style toppings for the hot dogs. I've got all kinds of regional ones from around America with, you know, in Boston, I guess, it's like a Boston-style hot dog is baked beans and potato chips.
Yeah, it's...
I've never heard that before.
That's not a hot dog, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what that is. That's some sort of casserole.
Sounds kind of delicious to me.
Well, yeah, just don't call it a hot dog.
Yeah.
Not a Chicago hot dog.
No, it's
anyway.
Not. Definitely not. None of these are Chicago.
All right. We
will be serving Chicago-style as well. But I've got some alternative toppings that I'm going to be cooking up on site tomorrow. Please bring your appetites and come out and see us at Murphy's tomorrow morning.
All right. How long are you going to stay there? Because I'm going to go to the game, but you're going to be gone early,
I'll be
right?
gone by then. I'll be gone by 10 o'clock.
No, you'll be with your teddy bear and napping.
And a warm blanket.
Talk to you tomorrow.